Summary. Chapters 35 to 39 are practically the same as chapters 25 to 30. What Israel was instructed to do in the earlier portions, it is recorded in the latter that they did. The amount of gold, silver, and brass used in making the tabernacle is expressed in chapter 38. Dickinson's Bible values a gold talent at $30,000 and a gold shekel at $10, a silver talent at $1,000, and a silver shekel at about 60 cents. Therefore, the gold used was worth $877,300 and the silver $101,065. That suggests the incalculable worth of the redemption wrought by Jesus Christ. The tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month of the second year after leaving Egypt, chapter 40, verses 1, 2, and 17. Immediately, God showed his approval of the workmanship wrought by Bezaleel and Aholiab. The cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, chapter 40, verse 35. Those two men figure Christ and the Holy Spirit. Christ's redemptive work for us and the Spirit's work in us are both absolutely perfect and complete. Israel thereafter tarried or journeyed according to the conduct of the pillar of cloud. How blessed to be yielded always to the Comforter, so as to know where and when to go, and how long to stay, and finally to hasten off to glory. This concludes the reading of Brother Copley's abstract outline of the Book of Exodus. A poem by Horatius Bonar. The clouds may go and come, and storms may sweep my sky. This blood-sealed friendship changes not, the cross is ever nigh. My love is oft-times low, my joy still ebbs and flows, but peace with him remains the same, no change Jehovah knows. I change, he changes not, the Christ can never die. His love, not mine, the resting place, his truth, not mine, the tie.